In her pristine white French chef's tunic, Solène Galard puts gravy over a pan of gently browning duck in what has to be the classiest soup kitchen in the world.
Duck with a lot of butter, garlic, rosemary and thyme. The duck comes from Metro. No, this is the big market for the professional.
Big sort of wholesaler supermarket.
Yeah.
So it's getting near the sell-by date, yeah?
Exactly.
Founded by an Italian, this soup kitchen is called Refettorio. Every evening, around 80 guests, all of them poor, many of them homeless, sit down to a free gourmet meal in the crypt of Madeleine Church. All of the ingredients they use here were on their way to the trash, unsold food given to food banks around the city by supermarkets or given directly to them by chic stores in this neighbourhood, says manager Deborah Billy.
Every day we have a delivery of food surplus. It's coming from the food bank, but also from different partners. For example, Fauchon. And they give us every night all the pain au chocolat, the croissant. And it's really cool because at the end of the dinner, our guests can come back with some breakfast.
Refettorio has profited from a 22% increase in food bank donations since France in 2016 forbade supermarkets from destroying unsold food and obliged them to give it to charity instead. Companies have been created too. Phoenix, which supermarkets call on to get unsold produce from stores to charities. Apps called Too Good To Go, Optimiam, Zero Gâchis and Graps that link customers with smaller stores. Bakers, for example, that have magic bags, as they're called, filled with surprise, very cheap unsold goodies. And another one called Karma, which is the same, only the customers do know what they're buying. And in the west of France, there's now this. A fast-growing supermarket chain called Nous Anti-Gaspi, which translates as We Anti-Food Waste. In a store that opened a few weeks ago outside the city of Laval, I meet Aurélie Debouvert as she's filling a paper bag with very small and very cheap potatoes.
I have the impression I'm doing a good deed when I do my shopping here. Because I'm buying food that was going to be thrown away, it's as if I'm not consuming it at all.
But as co-founder Vincent Justin explains, the would-have-been garbage on sale here is not so much bananas on the brink or chicken you should really fry tonight. Most of their food would have been thrown away by farmers and wholesalers long before it went bad.
We try with the farmers to find some ugly products, or sometimes they have too much production, so we buy during few weeks surplus of production. The second kind of products is all the fresh products, like yogurts, cheese, meat also. For example, for the cheese, which is a big subject in France, you can find some cheese who are a little bit smaller or with a strange form or this kind of things.
And the French aren't going to leave it with fighting food waste. A law is on its way through Parliament here that will soon make it illegal for stores to throw away unsold non-food products too. John Lawrenson, DW, Laval, France.